There's no way I can talk about a broad-scale breach of trust without causing everyone to distrust me, which I think is really funny, but not funny, haha, it's just terrible. And it's sort of worth noting that I heard recently of kind of the term low-trust society, and that sort of blows my mind, is that America could possibly be a low-trust society. And that one of the things you can do to undermine somebody else's trust in you is to say, trust me. So there's no way you can trust me. You shouldn't trust me. I don't know. There's a million reasons why I wouldn't necessarily be trustworthy. But people do trust me all the time. They trust me to practice design for them. They trust me to honor my commitments. They trust me to show up in integrity and grace in my life. And that is all truly you can hope for, is for others to trust you and hold you and take care of you in some way. And I wonder, in this moment, what it means to trust others and who you trust and why you trust and how you trust. Because I think that that can change from person to person and over periods of time as well. And I don't have an easy answer to this, but it's something that I'm sort of inviting into my own thoughts as I continue to move through the world, because I trust too, right? Trust is given and it is also received. This is how we connect and how we love each other and how we take care of each other. I wonder how you trust now.